She rides the waves from Homer to Seldovia and from Kodiak out to the Aleutian Chain, where she's known as the Trusty Tusty. But between the mechanical problems and COVID-19, which infected the crew and kept the ferry out of service for about a month, it's been a challenge to live up to that name. When the Tusty resumed service to Kodiak in July, her loud bellow to clear the channel was a welcome sound, a signal life was on its way back to normal, that passengers, cars, groceries, and other goods were on the move again. But now, with the proposed cutbacks, some communities could lose service completely. And Captain John Mayer understands what that means.
You need to order a dinner and all you can afford is a bowl of soup. And who gets the soup? We're getting a bowl of soup with five spoons in it. All these communities need something.
But there are no spoons for Yuzinki or Port Lions, no longer on the route to Kodiak, which will at least see some service through the winter on the Kennecott. The mayor of Port Lions, Dorinda Kewen, says her community has no store, and its airport runway is small, too small for airplanes big enough for cargo like lumber and other big ticket items.
We're back in the same boat as we were last year, with no Testamina service starting October 1st, and no real guess at when it'll come back, because the maintenance always takes much longer than originally estimated on the Testamina.
Kewen has been working with the ferry scheduler in hopes the Kennecott will make some stops in Port Lions. She says her elders would be hurt the most. They ride the ferry to get to their medical appointments in Kodiak.
It really allows our elders to stay in the community as long as possible. Flying is difficult for elders to get in and out of the plane, and our bad weather means the ferry is their first choice for getting to appointments.
Kewen is upset that only a week was allowed for public input on the proposed winter schedule. And so is Representative Louise Stutes, a Kodiak Republican.
Give me a break. Come on. Obviously, they're not too concerned with public comment.
For the short term, Stutes is working to get some service restored, at least once a month for communities like Port Lions, which has a dock that can accommodate the Kennecott. But the long-term solution, she says, is to end the competition between the ferry and the road system.
And whatever you're putting in the marine highway system is something that you don't have the opportunity to put into roads. And of course, my position is, this is a road. We don't have to pave our road. We don't have to fill potholes on our roads. What do you think the cost was to build the road between Fairbanks and Anchorage?
Stutes is part of a working group to reshape the ferry system, to find a way to take the politics out of the decision-making. And Shirley Marquardt says that's critical. She heads up an economic development group called the Southwest Alaska Municipal Conference, or SWMPSE. Before that, she was the ferry system's top administrator, but her job was eliminated in a budget cut.
I'm worried that without that kind of a push from the legislature, then people will just think, you know, well, the marine highway system will stop and people will be unhappy for a little bit, but they'll get over it. They don't know the marine highway system, because that's not what's going to happen. You don't get over not being able to move back and forth between your communities.
Marquardt recently boarded the Testamina on a trip to Unalaska, a 2.5-day journey known as the ferry to the end of the world.
From Chignik up through Cold Bay, Falls Pass, Sandpoint, King Cove, Akutan, Unalaska. The scenery along the way, the volcanoes, the bays, the whales, is just something that 99.9% of the population on this planet will never see.
Captain John Mayer has steered the Tusty across the chain for many, many years, a route that requires a specialized crew.
The crew right now is very nervous about where they're going to find work. You can't feed your family on no work, so they're going to go find other jobs.
Without an experienced crew, Mayer worries the system could become even more unreliable. And those fighting for the ferry system, like Dorinda Kewen, say it's doomed to fail without dependable service.
So if you don't have people using the ferry, then that's going to give the governor even more fuel to say, well, they don't need it, they don't want it, they're not using it, we can get rid of it. It's a lose-lose proposition.
More than passengers ride on the ferry, but also the future of many communities that depend on the Marine Highway. In Kodiak, I'm Rhonda McBride.